boring become a mental thing after a while?
I don't know. We can't allow that to, you know, to try to get into our heads or think about that. We just got to find a way. That's what we got to do. And it's frustrating. It's maddening because we can't seem to put it all together at the same time right now. We do it, you know, the odd game, but you know, early in the year we're scoring goals and defensive game wasn't there. We clean up our defensive game and now we're not scoring the goals. And so now we've got to put it all together.
Enough scoring chances? Do you have some good quality chances tonight?
Well, never enough when you don't score any goals. I asked what the chances were, figured out we were around the 14 mark or something like that, and usually that's enough to score a goal. But again, to score goals, it's this, you know, what we've seen and we've talked about it. I thought we did a great job of it against Vegas, and since then, we're leaking away from the net again, and we're being kept to the outside. We're looking for the easy ice, and you know, I think we saw the desperation to get to the net with about 5 minutes left, but that's too late.
Mike, you can't speak for the players, but why does that become a mindset when you talk about guys leaking away from the net and just maybe not willing to pay that price?
Well, I think you know that. As a player, you think you need the puck to score a goal, and so if you want the puck, it's easy to go to the ice that's available. A team's going to protect the middle. The league has become tighter. We said this. It's harder to score goals right now because teams are better on the inside of the ice. You know, I still think that we're forcing plays in the offensive zone, which just leads to too much one and done. I think that we're taking the easy ice, which leads to, you know, not really any, not being a threat, or if we do get pucks in that, not making things challenging enough on the goalie. So we've got to fix that.
Is there something to be said just for putting it on net? It seems like there are a lot of trying to make a perfect pass.
Well, putting it on net, I do think that we're missing the net too much right now. Maybe that's where the mental part comes in. We just got to make sure you hit the net and bear down on that. But absolutely, creating pucks, that's how we generated our second power play in the game. Another issue is that we're not generating enough power plays, but that was really it. That was the mindset, throwing pucks, throwing bodies, creating chaos and really just desperation around that area.
Like, I know that every team in the league can compete. It's a parity league, but yeah. You know, losses to LA. Does that hit home anywhere?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's frustrating. It's disappointing losing this game at home. It's you want to bounce back after last game, and parity aside, you want to win every game. It sucks when you lose, that's for sure. And so it's disappointing not to get this one tonight.
You mentioned this morning that this was with all of the guys out, that this was a chance for maybe some veterans to step up, and also for younger guys to take advantage of the opportunities. Just not there tonight.
Wasn't there offensively. Excuse me. Again, this, it's about winning games, especially for us right now. And so to say we generate some chances, it's not good enough. To say some guys played decent, we've got to find a way. And we've got to find a way to make a play. You've got to find a way to capitalize on that power play. You've got to find a way to score with the goalie out, whatever it is. You know, we're just not doing that right now.
Mike, when you see what you have coming up here this week, what do you try to do? How many more things can you do differently?
Well, we'll look at the tape. We've been bouncing the lines around a lot. I don't know that's going to change a whole lot. You know, we'll try a couple different, I'm sure, a couple different looks there next game, whether it's in the power play, whether it's 5-on-5. You can try to mix things up there a little bit. We can look at a little bit of video. You have to make sure that we don't slip away from the defensive game, but offensively, I feel like we can execute better to get up the ice, to be more of a threat, to be quicker, to maybe get our D more involved. I think in the offensive zone, maybe we can get our D a little bit more involved. But again, it teams are defending all that stuff right now. You've got to find a way to get some traffic around the net and create off that as well. I thought that in the offensive zone for us, that's where they did a good job. I thought the hitting, that was a factor. I thought they had some big heavy bodies and they pinned us, and with that you've got to fight through that. You've got to roll to the inside. Their box outs were good, and you've got to fight through that as well.
Like, I know that probably a lot about what's going on bothers you, but you know, the fact that when you come off the ice, it doesn't feel like you left it out there. Is that
Well, everything bothers me right now. And so I don't know if leaving it I don't think we left our best game out there. I don't know that effort was the issue here. I think, you know, working with a more direct focus, that's a different story. You guys are working hard, but you know, because you're on the outside doesn't necessarily mean that you're working hard. It's just a different work ethic. Again, you don't give up one goal if you're not working hard. And we didn't give up a lot of chances tonight. Thought Jake was good when we need him to be. The work ethic was there. Execution and a hunger to get to the inside, I would say that was lacking. Thanks.